This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. We're off to Akureyri. We're joining me by Zoom audio. I'd love to be in Akureyri because it's a great place. We couldn't quite make it in time for this conversation, though. Is the artist Gillian Pacallo, who has an event that we can all look forward to on the 14th and 15th of December in the town. Gillian, hello. Welcome to RÚV English Radio.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's great to be here.
Let's talk about your art first, because you've been living and working in Iceland for over a year, but you've been, of course, working as an artist for much longer than that. So how would you sort of introduce us to your art?
Sure. So my work merges printmaking and photography and painting techniques. And really, for the past 10 years, my journey has taken me to Iceland long before I moved here, because I was interested in creating pieces that incorporate photography of like Eyðibli, the abandoned farmhouses, and then putting those into landscapes that I painted that were inspired by the Icelandic landscapes and the skyscapes that we get here, especially up here in Akureyri. We get some of the most amazing sunrises and sunsets in the world, I think.
Because at this time of year, there's not much time between them, is there?
No. And that's one of the things that I really love about being so far north is we get these late sunrises that just are full of all kinds of colors. And I'm an art teacher in one of the local schools. And so my classroom windows look out to the mountains where the sunrise happens. And so almost every morning when I'm teaching, I get a chance to say, like, guys, look out the window. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Well, that's interesting. Let me ask you about that, because as a teacher, you're obviously there to not just educate, but inspire your class as well. If you're teaching a class of, I guess, mostly Icelandic children who've grown up with this amazing scenery, do you have to show them why it's amazing? Do they take it for granted, maybe?
You know what? It's funny. I mean, some kids are certainly, some kids definitely feel like they, it was funny. Last week I had a conversation. We had Glitzky a couple of weeks ago, and I drew everybody's attention out the window. And I was like, guys, Glitzky's happening. And one kid in the class who was in fourth grade was just like, yeah, that happens sometimes. And, you know, to me, it's just this profoundly gorgeous, extraordinary experience. It's like a miracle. And for them, it's like, yeah.
And for someone who's not seen it, how would you describe Glitzky?
Oh, first of all, it's really hard to paint accurately. I've been working on a couple of paintings of it, and I'm still working to try and get it the way that I want it. But it's sort of like a rainbow in the clouds, I guess is probably the best, but it's a subtle rainbow in the clouds. It's really extraordinary. And the cloud formations will tend to be sort of in these wisps that just like a wisp of a rainbow. It's really quite gorgeous.
Well, we're at the very darkest, more or less the very darkest time of the year, but you and 9 other artists bringing light to Akureyri on the 14th and 15th of December. There is a handwork or a craft work, I suppose, show and market on those two particular days. So tell me about the other artists firstly. Well, tell me where this is before we get into that.
Yeah. So Akureyri has a fantastic arts district. As many people know, it's Listagil is sort of the street that has the Listasap, which is the contemporary art museum. And directly across the street from that is Gylfaflagið Deildeglan, which is a beautiful gallery space. It hosts concerts, artist galleries, shows, and anyway, it's going to be hosting this holiday market as well. So it's got a lot of really great, it's got a really, really good vibe. And the artists who are going to be showing are all local artists. So there's a ceramicist, a couple of printmakers, some painters, and we all have really varied and unique work, which I think is a real draw. You're not going to find anything that you see in like other holiday markets there.
No. So that's the 14th and the 15th of December, 1 till 5 each day, with 10 different artists, one of whom is Your good self, of course. And was Akureyri, when you moved to Iceland, being an artist, particularly appealing because it is such a creative city? And we've been to the Hof many times, the cultural center there in the city, which of course boasts its own orchestra, which is not something you'd find in many towns or cities of 20,000 people. Was the very obviously artistic nature of the place a draw for you?
Oh my gosh, yes. And I mean, it's really, if you think about how profound it is that we have so many cultural resources. And I mean, we're a good hour from Varmahlíð, which is the kind of the nearest by town on Route One. And I mean, if you think about how much is here, if you even go into further into the Sveit towards Eyjafjörður, you'll see like there's a lot of like other art galleries interspersed in the Sveit. So it's a really amazing cultural hub that's here in the north. And one of the things that really draws me here is, in addition to the light, and just the raw natural scenery. I mean, we're so close to, I always like to say that we're sort of wedged between sea and mountain in this beautiful place of silence. You know, like when you go out and out of the town, you can just be in the middle of beautiful, pristine nature so quickly. And that was one of the draws for me, was in addition to having access to a bunch of cultural event spaces, just the proximity to all of the rest of Iceland. Like within 3 hours, I can get to some of the more remote, like Rauðahöfn and more remote little villages that are just like against the sea, and they're beautiful places to go. And if I want to go to Reykjavik, I'm only 5 hours away from there. So I mean, it's just a really perfectly situated place for just about anything that you could possibly want.
And Rauðahöfn is an amazing place, isn't it? It feels like it's right on the very edge of the world, touching almost the Arctic Circle. Akureyri, as we've said, is a real cultural highlight, I think, in Iceland. It really does punch way above its weight as far as that is concerned.
It really
Going back
does.
then to the market, to the show and the market taking place on these 2 days, obviously the timing is not coincidental. It'll be just 10 days before Christmas, before Yule, a chance for people to stock up on some pretty authentic items by the sounds of it.
Exactly. And that was by design. You know, when of course, we're always cognizant of all of the amazing holiday markets that are around us, that are happening between now and then. What was really special about this one is not only is its location fantastic, but it's also the community spirit, and it really is like kind of a perfect place, like right in the middle of the art scene that's happening here in Akureyri. And it's going to be fantastic.
I think it is. It's a shame I'm not going to be there because I love Christmas.
Oh.
Save me a bauble or whatever. So
Yeah,
your
well.
artwork then, working in photography and related fields, can you give us a preview of the kind of item that you'll be selling?
Yeah, sure. So I have so in all of my work, whether it's the paintings on wood, which are sort of the largest one is probably about oh boy, okay, there's that American in me. Just that I'll have is about 15 inches in diameter. But I have works on wood,
About 40
and plants.
centimeters, I think.
Yes, thank you. Couldn't do the math in my head quick enough. I'll have works on wood panel, which are appropriately sized for gift giving. And then I'll also have tea towels that I hand print and hand dye. And then I'll also have hand dyed and hand printed jersey knit scarves that I know when I used to live in the United States, they were a really, really popular gift item around the holidays. And so I'm looking forward to making some more and having everything all ready to go. It's all coming out of my studio, which is also in Akureyri. So it'll be a really good time. And then I mean, of course, there's other artists who are having like all kinds of wonderful pieces that are all one of a kinds.
So we'll put a link up to the event if there is one. Maybe you can furnish me with that, and certainly to the space as well. 14th and 15th of December, 1 till 5 each day. Not to be missed in Akureyri. Gillian, hopefully we'll talk again.
Yes, hope so. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to talk today to Gillian Piccolo, the artist, one of 10 behind that handicraft, a handwork and craft work sale for the holidays in Akureyri. Through English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RUV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.